Hey everyone, welcome to the GawkGroup.com podcast. Coming to you once again from my exciting trip to the Lower Mainland.
Where specifically are we?
We're specifically right now at your place.
Okay.
But, yeah. Anyways, in the basement.
Well,
as always.
In the basement.
Yeah, well, fair enough, right? Anyways, so we're here and Brandon and Liz are here once again.
Tell them.
Hi, Brandon and Liz.
Hi! Yeah.
And Val and Kimmy and Andrew are all here.
Hi.
Hi, Val and Kimmy and Andrew.
Bet I'm here.
Hey, yeah.
Okay, it's delicious.
That's not Val. Not Val.
That's awkward for you, isn't it?
Just constant. pale.
Oh, so good.
Nice to know something's never changed. So anyways, we're going to... I'm sorry, that was very nice. It was funny.
I mean...
But it wasn't very nice. Yeah, it was all downhill from that. I remember that. It was a sad day.
No, it was
we used
good.
To do a lot of videos and a lot of fun stuff. And then
Andrew sold out. He turned into such a sellout.
He just sold out.
He's like, I'm Paul. I'm gonna move off to Prince George and be my own style.
That was long.
How do you sell out by moving to
Prince George? Sold out.
That was
corporate sellout. You know, before he used to be living in his parents' basement, being cool like me. He's like, oh, I'm gonna get a job and be independent. I'm moving to Prince George. I'm being a sellout.
Did you actually talk like that?
And he did all the time. He wanted to be Yosemite Sam, like we were talking about earlier. He wanted to be Yosemite Sam. And he sold out. And it broke my heart. You broke my heart, Paul.
Don't
touch me. Don't touch me.
Anyways, the point Andrew's not saying is that we used to do a lot of filming and a lot of cool stuff, and then Andrew hit puberty and it all went downhill. So
that's not true.
That is totally true.
It must be a little bit.
Then he couldn't keep it clean for more than 30 seconds, and most of my videos are longer than that, so it just didn't work out.
Not many.
So. Anyways, yes, Valen from ValenOfficial.com is here. Everyone, go visit her blog. And read about.
Don't do that.
Wow.
Okay, nobody go. Nobody
don't
go.
Do it.
No,
don't.
No,
do
nobody
it.
Go to ValenOfficial.com.
Oh, my Twitter though.
Go on to Twitter. Her Twitter handle is ValenOfficial. And Kimmy is the girl who was on the song "You All Along," which I'll post in the linked up. And yeah, she did the lead guitar, which was awesome of you, especially because especially because I had to make her do it twice because the first time something screwed up and
someone.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what happened. Like, she sent me these files.
So somebody or someone.
The files were messed up.
Somebody, you.
I didn't touch them. I was like looking at them, and they. I'm sorry. It was my bad. Anyways, and moving on. So we're going to do another episode of the very popular Ninja Chicken.
We have one episode earlier today.
Yes. It's not even aired. It hasn't been popular.
I'm going to.
Someone shut that guy off. Quick, cue an applause. Very popular. Very popular.
Sure it has. I was posted last week. forget it. Fine. No, I'm going to assume that Ninja Chicken is going to be popular. Okay, so we're going to do a Ninja Chicken with a cast of thousands, give or take. Give or take 994. Okay, so we're going to do Ninja Chicken. Ninja Chicken is going to go in for an audition for a movie. Andrew is going to play the movie director. The movie producer.
Casting director.
Andrew's going to play the casting director.
Third time's a charm.
Isn't that where you get like an ASC for casting people? Yeah, what does that stand for?
I have no idea.
Like, oh, I'm a sick caster.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
I don't know what the kids do. Liz is going to play...
Executive producer. That's me.
Basically, all we have to do is be Raid and Dog.
Are we going to eat this or what?
Everyone's leaving because Liz pretty much just made white chocolate.
No. Valen and Brandon both had key parts in the role of the creation of this.
And I watched a thing. But they didn't use it.
Chopped chocolate and stirred chocolate butter mixture and
I washed the,
put it into the pan.
The one thing.
And your science.
That we didn't use.
It's all science with this one,
always science. Never magic or heart. Oh,
I don't believe in emotion.
Oh. Charmer, isn't she? Charmer. Contestant number three. What's on the end of her door? Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, Brandon, you can also be on the casting crew.
Scientists don't love Jesus.
Little, like,
what?
Scientists don't love Jesus.
You could be like Theophile 3 or whatever.
I've got a bumper sticker that said that once.
You can play
bumper stickers you read in this world.
The Ninja Chicken, the Ninja Chicken's like coach person.
Okay.
And supporter person. And Kimmy. You can play
Wait, so before we do, how do you want me to play this? Do you want this guy to kind of be like a hard-nosed kind of casting director, kind of like, all right, do your thing, kind of?
No, be nice.
Okay. You're most casting directors are kind of like that. They're like, oh, yeah, they want to get in the moment, you know, take your moment. It's cool.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Okay, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Ninja Shaking coming at you in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, here comes Ninja Chicken.
Hi, I'm Ninja Chicken.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming out. I'm actually a really big fan. I'm really glad that you came to the casting call. Just really big fan of all your movies and whatnot.
All my episodes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Never seen. I mean, you know, this is a romantic comedy. I mean, I'm just saying, I am a huge fan of all of your action work.
Thank you.
I personally think that you blow Bruce Lee way out of the water.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. But sorry, you know, please go on. You know, take your moment. Just get ready for your scene, and whenever you're ready.
Okay. Thank you.
Sooner than later. Go ahead.
I think we're going to change Kimmy's role, because I need someone to... So, Kimmy, you get to be Ninja Chicken's romantic interest.
Whoa! This just got
AKA
awkward in this.
Ninja Head.
Oh! Okay, good. This is going to work. Okay, we're back with Ninja Chicken. Come down. 3,
that's
two,
so good.
3, 2,
who lays ninja eggs?
Here we go.
Cut.
Okay, so...
I can just start right off the top, if you want, because she's your interest. So, yeah, she should be maybe introduced a little bit later rather than introducing you, I guess.
Yeah, let's start over. Okay, episode 2 of Ninja Chicken coming at you in 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Ninja Chicken, thanks so much for coming out. I'm just a huge fan. I'm glad that you could make it to this casting call.
Thank you.
I've watched all of your work, to be quite honest. I'm just really glad you're here.
Thanks, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Wasn't that good?
I thought it was terrific, to be honest. Anyways, though, what interests you in a romantic comedy, if I can ask?
Well,
because, I mean, I know you do the whole kung fu thing, you know, beautifully.
Thank you.
You're an action star.
Thank you.
Ninja Chicken.
I loved the grocery store scene, just gotta say.
Thank you.
Wasn't that great.
I appreciate that.
Wasn't that great.
There was a really annoying Clark in it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that good.
But we digress. Really, just get ready for your scene, you know, just get in the moment, and whenever you're ready, I'd love to see what you have.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, the romantic comedy thing, I just want to try to, you know, spread my wings a bit.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I may or may not be slightly breaking character right now. Anyway, okay, so... Sorry. Anyways, so, okay, yes.
Radio wing.
Okay, so let's... I've really, really wanted to talk to you about this for a long time. I just really feel like, you know, we're hitting it off, but there are just certain little things that we could do to make the relationship between myself, Ninja Chicken, and you, Ninja Hen, so much better, you know?
Like, what kind of things?
Well, I mean, you know, you know, for example, like, if you're going to lay an egg, you can maybe do it in the nest and not in my cereal in the morning.
Brandon tried it. Don't you want eggs for breakfast?
Well, yeah, and eggs are great. Don't get me wrong. You know, eggs are really high in eggy food. But,
No, 10
all. How are we doing?
Hey, I hate to interrupt. I mean, we're kind of on a tight schedule right now. We got, you know, like 80 people to see today. Yet, I mean, we've already seen 40. You know, we just need to kind of through this real quick. I fell over. I'm sorry. I do that sometimes. Oh, this is wooden leg. But enough about me. Please just, you know, get ready for your scene. Let's go. Let's get this. Okay. Fresh. Keep it hot. Let's go.
Okay. Let's skip ahead to page 3.
is only page 3.
The pages are really big.
Ah, yes, page 3. Huh.
Got it.
That's a good scene.
That's page 2.
That leg.
Man, I'm sorry. I feel like such an unprofessional. Please, go on.
Thanks.
I'll try not to fall over during the audition.
That's great. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
sorry. Sorry about that.
A ninja chicken. What kind of last name does that get?
Can I just stop and say
this? Yeah, I was going to say.
The writing for this scene, I think, is just what makes the scene amazing. I think that the writing here is just really fantastic.
It's still in the works, but yeah.
The last name that would get is irrelevant compared to the last name of our love.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going with that line, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a good line.
I'm just reading this off the scripts.
Solid.
Yeah, I think the script has a lot of potential, certainly. Right. Yeah.
Please, keep in the moment.
Sorry.
So, what would you name a mini ninja chicken?
Ninja egg.
Ninja egg. No. Just to seal the bond that we have.
But they won't be an egg anymore. They'll be out of the egg.
Well,
ninja chick.
Ninja chick. To seal the bond of our love.
Ninja nuggets.
And perhaps if things don't go as well as we planned, because I'm in this forever. So if things don't go as well as we planned with the children, then perhaps Ninja Nugget.
Okay.
Ninja Popcorn Chicken.
And can the next one be sweet and sour sauce?
Absolutely. We can call it Ninja Chicken Balls. Ninja Almond Chicken. You know, whatever you want. I care that much. It's not about me. You know, I want to make sure that you're happy.
A ninja chicken by any other name is still a ninja chicken.
It's true. Can I just say the writing for this scene is amazing?
It's real solid. We got one of the best.
Yeah.
I really like where you guys were kind of going with that. I like if you went a little further with it.
Okay.
You know, really find the raw emotion of what you feel in that moment of you know, wanting to eat your children. You want to eat your children. You want to eat your kids.
Who does that?
I thought it was
a fairly controversial controversial scene. If I can just refer you to page 6. I thought page 6 was pretty...
That's page 4.
Was pretty controversial. But if you want a scene that has perhaps some more emotion,
mm-hmm.
Page 17.
Ah, yes.
There's a great scene.
The fight scene.
On page 17. Yeah.
Can I move the kitchen over?
I work better with paper, personally, but certainly, I'm definitely up for, for anything, whatever you guys want to have.
It's one of those chicken habits, just paper sketching.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Fair enough.
So page 17, we'll do page 17. Okay, we're ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks very much. How could you do this to me? I wanted to build a family. I thought we were happy together.
We are, aren't we?
Really? I thought that you'd gone off with Pirate Chicken.
Oh.
Pirate Chicken?
Yeah, I heard that you had gone off with Pirate Chicken.
Pirate Chicken.
And you were... You were trying to have pirate chicken babies. Did that not happen?
No.
Oh. Well, this has been a big misunderstanding. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I'm not really sure why I heard that.
Well, I've always liked Johnny Depp.
Oh.
So, if you don't like that movie, then...
Oh, no, it's fine.
You don't have to watch
that
movie anymore.
I was just worried that... Yeah.
I'm going to have to call cut in the middle of this.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you know,
because
Ninja Chick
really became endorsement with that kind of thing pretty quickly. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that scene either.
Yeah,
that whole endorsement of a movie from a different studio.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would go very well.
Yeah,
you don't want.
We'll have to cut around that.
Yeah, but the emotion was probably good for the first little bit. Was probably okay.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. I could Chick over there,
Hen,
whatever your name is, the second string chicken. You know, I could have used a lot more, okay?
Second spring chicken.
See, when he's going for it, you just give him whatever you got, okay? You don't hold out, okay? All right. Don't you beak off to me. I'm watching you.
All right, Ninja Chicken, anytime you're ready. Thanks very much. Shall we go?
Watching you.
Shall we go from, yeah. Where shall we?
How about the barn burning scene?
Okay, yeah,
we'll do that. What page is that again?
I think it's probably on the same page.
There it is. Excellent. How about them apples?
Okay.
All right, whenever you're...
The barn burning scene, thanks very much. Sorry, it takes a bit longer to prepare for this one.
Oh, no, no.
Oh my goodness, the barn is on fire!
Why don't you fly the babies out of here?
Because I'm a chicken, I can't fly! I can't fly from where... Oh, yeah.
Maybe if you flap really, really hard.
But I'm a chicken, I can't fly for more than like 20 seconds. I'd have to hop and flap a lot. Save the chicks!
Save the chicks.
Save the chicks! I've been saying that for years. Save the chicks!
Save the eggs, too. And make sure you don't drop
them. How many trips? Because the barn is on fire right now. And I don't know how many trips I'm going to be able to make before the barn collapses.
You have to save all of them.
Well, there's quite a few, though. Like, you're a pretty amazing hen. So there's a lot of eggs and chicks and stuff in there. Can we maybe, like call a shuttle service and get them to go? I don't know. Can we do that?
You can rent cartons.
Oh, yeah. If we get some... Do we have any egg cartons? Could you check... Okay, I'll tell you what. Can you go to the farmhouse and check with the farmer's wife and see if she has any spare egg cartons? That will take care of some of the eggs. Or at least, like, a dozen at a time. At least. 12 at a time. What I will do is I will run down the street and I will get... like a box, maybe, or something like that, like just to put all the chicks in, and then we can go on from there and get the chicks out of the barn, and then the fire department should be on their way already. Like they should be. I mean, has anybody called 911?
Quick, Ninja Hen, scramble!
The eggs are gonna get boiling.
Your children will be poached.
Ninja poach.
Ninja poach chicken. We don't want that!
That's really good, though, actually. It
doesn't sound too bad. Work faster!
This does sound pretty good, though.
Does kind of sound good.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, okay, if you could go talk to the farmer's wife, I will find a box.
Hurry!
I will find a box to get the chicks out, and then that should be about it. I don't know if there's anything else in the barn we need to worry about. I don't think there is, but...
just some hay and sheep.
I'm just gonna grab my ninja grappling hook, and then maybe I can grapple some of the chicks. They're pretty small, so I don't know if it's going to work very well. But and scene.
Really good. Thank you. Really good. Thank you. All the way from the top, both of you. Really, that's pretty much what we were looking for.
Thank you.
To be honest.
Was it really good? I mean,
really. We'll be in touch.
And scene.
Do that one more time.
Oh, that was awesome. That was awesome. Oh, yeah.
And
this has been episode 2 of Ninja Chicken! Ninja Chicken's the best. Anyways, yes, this has been episode 2 of Ninja Chicken. Anyways, Angie, you want to take us out of here?
What? Can you write it down? I'm never going to remember that. This has been a what?
A gotgrip.com.
This has been a... Wait, I got it. This has been a gotgrip.com podcast?
Yeah.
This has been a gotgrip.com podcast.
I can't see you.
Next time.
They can't see the thumbs up.
I'm aware. I do that for me. This has been a gotgrip.com podcast.
Good job, Andrew.
Did I get it that time?
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was solid.
Gotgrip.com.
We'll let you know.
Check it out.
We'll keep in touch.
We'll be in touch. Yeah.
Podcast.
We'll call your agent. And scene.